Let me turn your attention to Psalm 103. If you have a Bible or your Bible app, I want to read this psalm, and then we want to pray. And then we'll sing, and we'll go to God's Word together. Psalm 103 is a familiar psalm. I'm just going to read it. I want you to follow along. And the way it's going to set up our time for prayer is that as you read and you read about the benefits and the blessings that come from the Lord, I want that to fuel your time of prayer right after that. As you all know, we'll read. I read from the English Standard Version. So if you have something other than, it's okay. But just if there's a difference between what you're reading and what I'm reading, just so you know. And after we read, then this hopefully will fuel our time of prayer as we read about how our soul should be blessing the Lord because of what we receive from Him. All right? And today, because it's the Lord's Supper, what a great day to focus our attention on the best that God has sent our way, which is salvation in Jesus Christ. Amen? So let me read and you follow along. Of David, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. And what are some of those benefits? Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your mouth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will He keep His anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His steadfast love toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does He remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear Him. For He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it and it is gone. And his place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him. And His righteousness is to children's children, to those who keep His covenant and remember to do His commandments. The Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you angels, O you His angels, you mighty ones who do His word, obeying the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all His hosts, His ministers who do His will. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And God's people said, amen. So now it's time to bless the Lord, but in private, quietly, as we pray to the hymn. So if you want to partake of this time, would you bow your heads and just close your eyes? And we ask you to do this not so you can seem religious, not because it does something. It just keeps you concentrated, keeps you from being distracted from any movement around you. If you want to pray with your eyes open, that's great. But however you feel comfortable, if you want to kneel, you kneel and you create that chair that you're sitting on becomes your altar. And you kneel before the Lord. And would you then now just come before Him and remember His goodness toward you? The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will He keep His anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear Him. Father, we're grateful to you, for you are kind and gracious God. And indeed, we gather in your name and for your glory, and we bless you, for you are worthy. For you're the only God. You're the creator and sustainer of it all. You're the one that keeps our bodies working. You're the one that has given us a place to live in. We live on your earth. We take up your space. We breathe your air. And readily acknowledge it this morning. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you that as your word says, you're merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. We're grateful to you that for all that you send our way, you are the one who redeems our life from the pit. You're the one who crowns us with steadfast love and mercy. You're the one who satisfies us with good. We're grateful that as far as the east is from the west, so far do you remove our transgressions from us. And Lord, you shower us with kindness. This morning we're mindful that as we prepare our minds and hearts to observe the Lord's Supper, we're mindful that we come before your throne not because we're good, but because we're yours. And we're yours not because we've earned it, but because we've trusted in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Father, thank you that near the cross, there's forgiveness. Near the cross, there's salvation. Near the cross, there's hope. And it's to that old rugged cross that we turn to each and every Sunday, but each and every day, to depend on the work that was accomplished there, to thank you for the person, the perfect life and the perfect death that cross represents. Lord, thank you for all your benefits. We will not forget them. Forgive us for being sometimes so quick to forget you, and forgive us for being proud and stiff-necked, as your word describes your people sometimes. We stiff-arm you, and we do it to our own detriment. We fail to see the goodness, and that's on us. It's not because you're not good, it's just we choose not to see it. Be with us the remainder of this time. We offer this service to you as an offering that you would receive, that you would be pleased with. The applause that we're after is the applause of heaven, the audience of one. Be with us now. We love you. We trust you. In Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen.